Using the words of Middle East envoy Tony Blair, British-born Secretary David Miliband told his parliamentary colleagues that the current situation in Gaza is hell and the violence must end.
Peace benefits Israelis and Palestinians. War kills both. They are destined to live next door to each other. They can either do so as combatants or as neighbors. We are committed to help them do the latter. That is what Israelis need and Palestinians need. It's also what we need before it is too late.
As to immediate relief efforts, Miliband said while some aid was getting in, the amount was simply inadequate.
Relief is needed for the desperate humanitarian situation in Gaza. Emergency aid is essential, and Britain has added $10 million to its aid contribution since the conflict began.
The Foreign Secretary reiterated that Resolution 1860 calls for an immediate, durable, and fully respected ceasefire that would lead to a full Israeli withdrawal from Gaza. It also denounces all acts of terrorism. Miliband says delivering security is the key for the region.
There need to be security improvements, above all a curb on the trafficking of illegal arms into Gaza. These armaments are the source of fear for hundreds of thousands of Israelis, some of whom I talked to in Sderot in November. They are also a threat to any prospect of Palestinian reconciliation, designed as they are to entrench the power of Hamas in Gaza in defiance of President Abbas's call for, quote, one authority, one source of security.
David Miliband said beyond the short-term goal of establishing a ceasefire, the long-term goal of finding a two-state solution acceptable to all must be vigorously pursued. Tom Rivers for VOA News, London.